And today is no exception, so let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. PP, Pat Pagano at the WC Weather Center. Good morning, Pat.
WC?
Weather Center. Weather Center. PP at WC.
Okay, all right. I wish I had better news weather-wise, today's not going to be terrible. Today's still okay. Yesterday was a nice day. Today, sun and clouds. And highs mid-60s, way above the average. Cloudy tonight, mid-40s. Showers tomorrow, 55 to 60. Showers and even a thunderstorm Thursday, 55 to 60. And then the cold front goes by. And Friday, variably cloudy, March-like wind with some showers. Could even be a snow shower. Highs will be in the 40s. I don't even think we'll get to the 50-degree mark on Friday. The Easter weekend. Maybe a leftover rain or a snow shower Saturday morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy, brisk in the 40s. And Easter Sunday, sun followed by increasing cloudiness with a high between 45 and 50. Looks like we're going to get a pretty good dosing of rain Sunday night into Monday of next week.
Well, so we're going to have lots of green grass then.
We already have green grass down here in the Lower Hudson Valley.
Well, we have it here, too.
Everything's green. The trees are blooming. Everything's out. And, it's nice to have nice weather for the Easter weekend. But unfortunately, this year, I don't think anybody's going to be worried about wearing their Easter bonnets, that's for sure.
Nope. It's going to be a virtual Easter and Passover.
Yeah, and it starts tomorrow, right? Yeah,
Passover. It's time for brisket. It's time for matzo ball soup. It's time for, what else, gefilte fish. It's time for potato latkes.
Enjoy.
Pat has no idea what I'm talking about in any of those things.
Enjoy. And I tell you one thing that's going to take a big hit this year is the sweet shops, because all those places are closed. I know, especially around here, we have this unbelievable great chocolate shop, all homemade chocolates and everything like that, closed because of the virus. So they'll take a big hit. I'm sure Easter candy on the whole will take a big hit, and of course a lot of parishes will be taking a big hit. As you know, Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, very big draw on people attending services, and that's not happening. But I have been, and I'm sure most of our listeners have, I have been taking my my little offerings and my envelopes and stuff like that, and I wait every couple of weeks, and I put them in the mail, and I send them over to the church.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, yeah, I have to support our parish, so... That's the way we do it. I have no idea if I'll ever be going back teaching religious instructions this year, because as it stands right now, schools are closed until the end of April. Well, they said April 29th.
April 29th now is the date in New York, yeah.
Which is a Wednesday. I would doubt very, very highly if, after being closed all this time, if they're going to open up school for Thursday and Friday, the 30th and May 1st. So... I guess April 29th sounds a lot better than what? May 4th.
Yeah.
So, but I doubt, our religious classes, they end mid-May. So I don't know if we'll get any in, but that's the end of that. And what am I doing, Marshall, in these days? Well, I'll tell you. Aside from going through my office files and doing all of that, every opportunity I get, I go into the garage and I'm going through my stuff and I'm have a nice big box. This is for the thrift. This is for the garbage. This is for the thrift. This is for the garbage. And that is what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, we operate, it's not open now. The Bargain Barn is a thrift shop. It's a major fundraiser for us. And what we think is going to happen at the end of this, where people have been in their houses, we have a feeling that donations are going to go through the roof.
Yep.
People clearing out stuff that they don't want anymore, that they've had around their house forever. So mm-hmm. we still have people stopping by, but we can't let them in. You know, we can't break state law. But we have a feeling that at the end of this, holy smokes, there's going to be a huge amount of donations of stuff that people have said, all right, time to get rid of it, both large and small. So we expect that to happen. There's lots of people doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, and I've done like all the closets so far in the house. So that's all done. And so now, you know, I've just tried. What I'd like to do is just make a little more room in the garage for the things that are a pain in the neck. And those things are holiday decorations, which at the present time are kept underneath the steps. And in order for me to get underneath there, I have to go down on my all fours, go through the closet to get under the steps, and there's all the decorations. So I'm thinking, if I can make room in the garage, I could transfer all that stuff, well, not all of it, but some of it, from under the steps to the garage, and that would make life a lot easier.
It would make it like a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, so, you know, the problem with these houses, as far as I'm concerned, they were built in the 70s. There just wasn't enough closet space.
Well, George Carlin has a funny routine. He said, Americans first built houses, and then they stored stuff. Then they built attics, and they stored more stuff. And then they built basements, and they stored more stuff.
Right.
And then they built garages, and they built more stuff. And so eventually they had to park their cars, and they had to make room in their houses for secondary apartments for parents. So then they rented units from places that had storage space rental. He had a whole funny routine about how Americans just collect stuff.
It's so true. And we have a friend, and you know him through our movies, Rob. He generally plays, he's generally the one who plays a woman in most of these scenes. When you watch, whenever you get to watch Hush Hush, he plays Agnes Moorhead.
Okay.
And he does a great job.
He'd be a good Agnes Moorhead. You know, he'd probably be a good Phyllis Diller, too.
Oh, yes, he would, right? But let me tell you, I've never seen his house, but his cabin, oh my goodness, he is a hoarder. I mean, you cannot walk in his cabin. That's how much stuff is in there. And what I laugh is that he had a shed built a few years ago.
And that's full.
And that's full because that initially had the intentions of taking the stuff in his cabin and bringing it to the shed, which he did. But then whatever space was left at the cabin, he filled up again. He goes to the thrifts all the time. And he sees things and he buys them. And he just loves to do that. And you know what? If that's your hobby.
Why not?
You're not hurting anybody. Go right ahead.
It's true.
Wouldn't be me because I like everything neat, orderly. And, you know, no, I just don't like clutter at all.
Well, my living area is now uncluttered. But if you open up any of my like in the kitchen, if you open up any of the lower counters, yeah. There's just all these. I'm a big collector of kitchen things.
Of kitchen what?
Kitchen things. They could be slow cookers. They could be tools.
Oh,
they could
really,
be.
Huh?
Oh, I there's just something. I have. Remember the old fashioned egg beaters?
That you spin with your hand.
The crank. We had the crank
on
the side.
Yeah, I have one up there.
I've got, I don't have one. I have three or four different versions of that.
Really?
I'm just crazy about strainers. I have so many different type of strainers. I have so many different type of spatulas. I have so many different types of spoons. And then there's the bigger stuff, pressure cookers and small pressure container. I'm a hack when it comes to that. I just have all that.
Well, let me tell you, Marshall, I have to have one of those beaters up at the cabin because we don't have electric.
Well,
so
first of all, I think they work.
I bought that a long, long time ago.
I think I'm not a major baker or anything like that, so they work better because they're easier than to use. You just and I have three or four different attachments that go into them. You know, there's
nothing that fancy.
It's not fancy. It's just what they my this is left over from like my grandmother.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway,
I have something I bet you don't have. I have, I'll call it an instrument that goes on top of your stove to make toast. That's how they did it years ago when they had the cold stoves. And it you could put two slices in it, and you put it on top of your grates, and you turn the stove on, and it makes your bread toasty.
No, I don't have that. I don't have that.
So you would love that, huh?
I've got one of those. I've got a real nice air fryer that's not one of those round ones. It looks like a little oven, and it makes toast incredible. Incredible. It's an air fryer, and it makes toast. I have all kitchen gadgets in the world. It's terrible.
Well, that's good. That's fine. I mean,
Jill's been getting me presents for the past several years. I have just about every piece of Le Creuset cookware that you can have. It's amazing.
You do cook, so that's great.
Yeah, I do.
And in my weather center, I used to, I don't do it anymore, folks, but I used to collect barometers. And I have a lot of barometers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm counting them as I turn around. 7, 8. How many do I have? 9. So I have right now 9 barometers hanging on my wall. And there are more in the house. But I used to collect all different kinds of barometers, but I stopped. What am I doing that for? I mean, you know, and most of them read something different, each one of them.
All right. Well, let's recap the barometric pressure and the forecast for the next week.
Yeah, well, again, you have a fair day today, partly cloudy, but then showers tomorrow, showers and a thunderstorm on Thursday, wind and showers on Friday, leftover showers Saturday, and then increasing clouds on Easter Sunday.
All right, Pat, I'm going to send you instructions on making brisket, potato pancakes, matzo balls, and gefilte fish.
I'm glad you had to send directions.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Bigando this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find him online on demand at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on the weather with Pat Bigando.